The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments, allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to The Mindful Experiment. This is your host, Dr. Vic. In this episode, I wanted to share something that we kind of get, makes life a little more challenging, makes life a little bit more difficult. Let me give you a little scenario here and let me know what you would think. So if you're at a restaurant and let's say you get the menu, and in this menu, there is thousands of options of what to choose, right? You got over 50 apps. You got over 40 salads. You got over 100 entrees. Do you think it's going to be easier or harder to make a choice when you have multiple options? All right, think about that for a second. Or let's say you go to a restaurant. They only have 4 apps, 2 salads, maybe 4 or 5 entrees, and that's it. Do you think it'll be harder or easier to make a choice? There was actually a research done that looked at ice cream flavors, and they found out that if you give somebody 3 ice cream flavors versus 12, they make a quicker and faster choice with 3 ice cream flavors compared to 12 because of all the different options. And when it comes to your life, maybe you're in a stage of life where you don't know really what to do. You don't have a clarity to it or a vision to it. Or you're in a stage of your life where you are, but you're not at where you want to be. Or you're in a stage where you want to revamp your whole entire life. Wherever you are, one of the things that I've learned in my life that has helped me get to where I'm at today is when I totally singled out everything and I made a decision. I decided, I made a choice, and I moved forward. Now, I'm a stickler for words because words have meaning. They're a vibration. I talked about this in my book, Rediscover Your Greatness. It was chapter 3. And so when you think of a word like decide, what that really means, when you get to the root of it, it means to cut all things out, right? All other things, you're going to cut it out. And what that means, though, is that when you decide, you take other options and you remove them. And all you focus is on the one you chose. And that's it. You never turn back. You focus on that and you move forward. The problem with society today is we have way too many options, right? We have way too many opportunities. We have way too many flavors. We have way too many of this, right? We've complicated life. And now for people who don't understand or use vision or have a clarity in their mind and choice of what they want to do, it becomes harder. I know I was that individual because I came into the era of colleges, right? And I remember being in college, I was like, man, I got to choose at 18 what I want to do for the rest of my life. I don't know. That's a big decision. There's so much I want to do. I love computers. I love networking. I love computer science, right? I like business. I like understanding the concepts of business. I love helping people. And there was so many avenues of where I wanted to go. And life kind of like slapped me around a little bit, threw some curveballs at me and challenges at me. And what it did is it allowed me to make a singular decision to become a chiropractor. But it took time for me to get to that level. It took time for me to get to that process. And the thing is, with life, there are so many options out there in everything. Go look at how you want to become healthy and fit. How many options are there? Look at when it comes to mindset, mindfulness, how many options are out there? When it comes to being spiritual, how many options are there? When it comes to improving your marriage and your relationships, how many options are there? When it comes to career and business, how many options are there? How about family and health, family and relationships, friends? How many options are there? Right? There is infinite amounts when you think about it. One of the things I've learned, though, and I talked about this before, and it's one of the messages I'm sharing to the world, is all about having a vision. I may change the word because it's not as sexy for people, but vision is simple and easy. And that's just who I'm about. Straightforward to keep it simple. But one of the things behind it is that when you make a decision, when you decide to do something, right, you do it. You burn the boats, as the story goes, right? You burn the boats, you take the island. When you burn the boats, what that means is you decided that you're taking the island no matter what. And that's all your focus is. You don't care what shows up. You don't care what that is. So if you ever heard that statement before, Tony Robbins uses it a lot. I forget the originator who stated it, but it was about a war. And in the war, the commander, and I forget his name, apologize offhand, they're going to try and take over an island. But the island, the army was double the size on this island. So the commander on their boats with his army said, I want you guys to jump off the boats and we're going to burn them. And everyone's like, what, are you crazy? But what if we don't win? He goes, oh, we're burning the boats. We're either going to take this island or we're dying. But we're burning this boat, so we cut out all options for anything else. And what do you think happened? They did the unimaginable. They did the unthinkable. They took over the island because they cut out everything else. I can't tell you the best way to get to success in any arena of your life is by making a decision to decide, burn the frickin' boats and move forward in your life of what you want. And don't let any nonsense get in the way. The key thing is when you make a choice, you have to take that choice and see it through. This is where people who don't get success, who fail, is because what they do is they make a choice. They fail the first time, maybe the second time, maybe the third. Oh, the same for me. It's not going the way it should. It's not going as easy or as smooth. It means I got to do something else. Or they hear a friend tell them about something and they go the different route. Or they hear a business, something they heard on video or TV or an audio or a podcast or whatever, and then they go a different route. And they don't see how that plays through. I was that person. I was that person that chose something, did it for a couple months. If it didn't work one, two times, I'm moving on. It's not worth my time. And I realized how much failure I had with that and why I wasn't getting where I wanted to in business, why I wasn't getting to where areas in my life I wanted to get to until I made a choice and I stuck with it and saw it through. I made a choice that aligned with my vision and I had crystal clear. I had clarity with my vision and I made a choice in my life and I didn't care about anything else. I only read books that supported what I was trying to do with that choice. And if something came up that I was like, ooh, that's really great to do, I wrote it down, put it to the side, and said, I'll come back to that when I'm done with this. And some people may argue and say, that's not the right thing to do. Some people may say, well, it doesn't matter. Because what matters to me is I got to success way easier than I thought I'd ever would be. And it's not in business. Yeah, it happened there too, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about success with my mind. Success with my spirituality and my connection with self. Success with my physical health. I'm 35 and I actually feel probably one of the healthiest I've ever felt in my life. Mindset wise, definitely there. You know, my relationships are rich and they're fruitful and I'm nurturing them to make them better each and every time. When it comes to my marriage, it's the best. Every year we get better. And, but this time, you know, in the last year or two, it's been easier as it gets better. The arguments come just like any marriage has, but we grow and expand in a way that's, it's different. Don't know how to explain it, but really powerful. When you look at, you know, I look at my career in business, it's through the roof. I feel more fulfilled than I ever felt never in business and career. And this is only the beginning. So it's one of those things where you have to see things through and be clear, make sure it's connected to your vision. And when you're crystal clear with that, everything aligns. I can't tell you how easy it is, right? The law of least effort, the least amount of work you have to do to get the greatest gain. That is something I do in my office. I do that for our patients when I'm working with them. I do that for my own business and myself. What's the least amount of effort I have to put in to get the greatest gain? Because what we see in society and what we're taught is you got to bust your ass, sweat equity, outbeat your competition, all this stuff, right? We live in America where at least in America, if you're listening and you're an American, America has this energy in a society of a yang energy. And what that means is we're a do, 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 do society, right? We just constantly do. And we think more is merrier, which I don't get that concept at all. Go to a Japanese culture where they're not all about that. Or you look at Italians, you go to Italy, they're not really all about do. You know, it's they do and then they relax. They do. And that's a European style. It's a different concept. And I believe that, you know, people measure by how much you make or how well you're doing or how insta famous you are. Forget all that, right? At the end of the day, you have to look at it from a perspective of what is it that you want to be doing and how do you want to have balance in your life? For me, I want to have balance to where I can spend time with the things that value most to me. When I do podcasting, when I'm working with one-on-one with a client or group coaching, or when I'm creating new online content or doing my calls with my online classes for my students, it's one of the things that I take time and energy and I put it into that. But that also gives me more time then to spend with my family, my wife, and creating experiences, going on trips, spending time with my parents, you know, taking time with my nephews and niece, and spending time with my friends. You know, the things that value most to me, because time is limited. And so I've learned at a young age, thankfully, and I say young age, it was early 30s when I grasped this, that time's limited. You got to spend it with the people that matter most, because that's what this life's all about. You know, when I have kids, it can be the same thing. So returning all this back is making sure you make that choice of whatever it is you desire, make it happen. And don't let the short stuff get in the way. Don't let the small things affect you as much. You know, don't sweat the small stuff. The details are important, but don't let like the little storms interfere with your process. And what I mean by that is in life, the shit's going to hit the fan. You're going to be challenged. It's just the way life is. In my second book I'm writing called The Walk in the Dark, it's all about how storms just come and how to embrace the dark, how to embrace the storm. What does that mean? What is it about? How is that your best friend? How is that your ally, right? And I really break that down in the book. And it's really, hopefully, my purpose of writing that book is to try to help people stop suffering and to really see that the hardships of life are actually your best friend. Because I can tell you, I've read almost over 1,000 books in my life. I've listened to over 1,000 podcasts. I've listened to way over 1,000 videos on self-help, personal development, spirituality, energy medicine, healing, the mindset, neuroscience, neurology, psychology, sociology, cognitive behavior therapy. I mean, I've studied a lot and I still continue to. But I will tell you that even though I studied all those things, the dark was my best teacher. The dark is what's given me the best insights. The dark is what truly taught me what life's really all about. And I know that's true for everyone else. All the successful people I studied, same thing. The dark was there. And it still continues in their life. And it still will continue to the time you leave this world. So to recap this episode, take time to make a choice. Make that choice and be clear with it. See it to the end, no matter what shows up. Make sure that your choice aligns with your vision of what you want to see. And see it to the end, no matter what. Because even if it fails and you saw it all the way through to the end, there are lessons that will come from that that will help you still thrive and grow in your life. Don't shy away when you get a first couple hits and you get knocked down. Keep up.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are. To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is DrVic21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast. sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.